Hello, and welcome to the Lauder Podcast. This is your host, Danielle Rochford, and I'm sitting here with Mauro Guillen, director of the Joseph H. Lauder Institute at the University of Pennsylvania and professor in international management at the Wharton School. Today, Mauro will be speaking about the new curriculum for the Lauder Institute. So, Mauro, first off, can you start off by talking about your background and your role at the Lauder Institute?
Yeah, sure. So I'm the director of the Institute, and I also teach in the program. I'm originally from Spain. I've been at the Wharton School for the last 19 years and as director of Lauder for the last 9 years. And essentially what I do is I oversee all of the operations, and I am, of course, very heavily involved in designing any new programs or activities that we launch over time.
Awesome. So as I mentioned before, the Lauder Institute is launching a new curriculum, which will start with next year's incoming class. Can you tell me more about it?
Yeah, so the new curriculum very much builds on the strengths of the classic Lauder curriculum that has been around since the year 1983. And remember that this is a joint degree program. So the students come in and they do the Wharton MBA program. And then in addition, they pursue an MA, a Master of Arts in International Studies from the Lauder Institute, and the two curriculums for the two degrees are very tightly integrated. And so the Lauder program adds to the MBA curriculum an international course of study that involves, in some cases, learning a language and also acquiring skills such as intercultural negotiations or learning about the history and the political economy of different parts of the world, learning about the business community, and so on and so forth. What the new curriculum does is it organizes the programs within the programs of concentration within the Lauder Institute in terms of regions of the world. So we no longer have Spanish as separate from Portuguese. We have Latin America because that region has become so much more integrated over the last, 20 years or so. So instead of having French and German and Russian, we have Europe as a region where we will have students who will pursue, the more German-speaking parts of Europe or the more French-speaking parts of Europe and so on and so forth. We will also have East Asia. We are going to have the Middle East and a very important, region in the new curriculum, which we didn't cover before, is Africa. And Africa, as you know, has very quickly become the next frontier in the global economy. 10 out of the fastest growing economies in the world are in Africa. And the new curriculum recognizes that fact, and we are welcoming applications for that. And the other thing that I would mention about the new curriculum is that we provide the students with immersion opportunities, not just during the first summer on the program, but also throughout the program. These opportunities for immersion in different parts of the world, we believe, provide students with further learning opportunities.
Awesome. It's very exciting. So going back, what are some of the reasons behind reforming the curriculum?
Well, the world has changed. The global economy has changed. When the Lauder Institute was founded 30 years ago, Japan and Europe and the United States accounted for maybe 70% or 80% of all economic activity, all business activity in the world. But today we have the emerging economies. We have China. We have India. We have the Middle East. We have Latin America. We have Africa. And so this is a very different kind of world. It's a world that is so much more interconnected. It's a world in which knowing one or more languages is extremely important, but it's also very important to be adaptable, to be able to operate across cultural boundaries, to be able to move from one region to another. And so we have rethought the Lauder curriculum in such a way that we help the students develop those kinds of skills that would enable them to operate in a professional capacity across cultural boundaries in the world.
And what are some of the guiding principles of the new curriculum?
Well, essentially, we want to avoid students focusing only on one part of the world. We want them to acquire very deep knowledge about at least one part of the world. But at the same time, we want them to also learn about other parts of the world and how these different parts of the world come together, how they are interconnected. And exactly then, how do you pursue a business strategy or you launch a business venture of your own or you become, let's say, a financial advisor in a world in which what happens in one economy has effects pretty much everywhere else, almost instantaneously. Companies, investment funds, and other types of actors in the global economy no longer think about what they do one country at a time. they have a global strategy. They have a way of thinking about all of these markets as being interconnected.
And how does the role of language play into the new curriculum? Has that changed?
Language continues to be the backbone, the single most important thing that we do, because language is not just about communication or about writing in one particular way. Language is also about the culture. It's also about business practices. It's also about the history and the politics. So we call our different programs language and culture programs. We talk about our programs of concentration in terms of regions of the world. And we want the students to have a holistic view about how language and culture and business practices and politics and history come together. And we believe that it is precisely in that integration when you learn the skills that will be useful to you as a business leader, as somebody who wants to be successful in the business world.
And I know this is a frequently asked question, but will the summer immersion change at all?
Yes, of course. So up until now, we have been organizing 10 different kinds of summer immersion programs. 9 were focused on specific countries around the world. And then in addition to that, we have the global program for multilingual students, which takes them to at least 6 or 7 different countries during the summer. But from now on, we're going to have regional programs as well as the global program. And the regional programs will be focused on macro regions of the world, such as Latin America or Europe or North Africa and the Middle East or South Asia, including India, of course, or East Asia and, of course, Africa. And the reason for this is that the global economy has become more interconnected, but this is especially the case within regions. That is to say, Latin America itself has become more interconnected. Africa itself has become more interconnected. So has East Asia. And then each of these regions interacts with other regions of the world. So we know that Chinese firms, for example, are investing in Africa. They're investing in Latin America, and so on and so forth. So the most important aspect of the new curriculum in this respect is that we want the students to learn from each specific situation on the ground, but also to understand the interconnections, how that part of the world relates to other parts of the world.
One of the most exciting aspects of the new curriculum is the Africa program. Can you please go into more detail about it?
Yes, absolutely. So Africa, as I mentioned earlier, is a very fast-growing part of the global economy, has a lot of potential. Within 20 years or so, Africa will have the largest population among all of the regions of the world. It is the next frontier in the global economy. So we are welcoming applications for people who want to focus their professional careers on Africa. They want to learn more about Africa, about doing business in Africa. And what we're asking them is to be willing to acquire one of the languages speaking in Africa, or if they already speak one of these languages, they're also welcome into the Africa program because then they can focus their studies on other kinds of subjects. And we are expecting applications for French speakers, from French speakers, from Spanish speakers, from Portuguese speakers, and from people who speak other kinds of languages that are used in Africa. We want every other student, including the Africa program students, to be fluent in one language in addition to English by the time they graduate from the program. And that language can be, in principle, any language, but it has to be a language that is, of course, relevant to the region of concentration.
And can you tell me more about what type of student you're looking for the Africa program?
Well, actually, we're hoping to put together a very diverse group of students interested in Africa. So this can include Africans who want to understand not just their own home country, but rather how Africa is becoming a region. It's becoming a very important destination for foreign investment, and it's becoming a more vibrant market or set of markets. But we also want to attract to this program students from China or from Japan who have an interest in doing business in Africa. Or from Latin America. It is certainly the case that Brazilian companies, for example, have stepped up their investments in several parts of Africa over the last few years. And we would love to also have students from Europe or the United States who would like to better understand what's going on in Africa and what are the kinds of business opportunities that are going to be created in that part of the world over the next 10 or 20 years.
Awesome. And then another neat aspect to this program is the Intercultural Venture Program, where students have the opportunity to complete a short-term immersion to places like Morocco, Cuba, Zanzibar, Israel, and Thailand over spring break. And how do you think students will benefit from this program?
Well, by far, one of the most distinctive aspects of the LODR program is the immersion experience. So when we ask alums what is the most transformational part of the program, they always tell us the summer immersion. And that's the immersion that takes place over 2 months at the beginning of the program. So what we thought under the new curriculum was to expand the universe of immersion opportunities available to our students. So in addition to the two-month summer immersion at the beginning of the program, we're now offering a menu of week-long immersions that we call intercultural ventures in a number of locations around the world. And as part of this new curriculum, students are required to complete at least two of those. And that we actually provide very, very generous financial aid for those immersions in such a way that the out-of-pocket expense for the students will be absolutely minimal. And so this coming year, as you mentioned, we are offering Cuba, Morocco, Zanzibar, Israel, and Thailand as destinations. And the students will complete some readings. They will attend some lectures on campus before going on the trip for 1 week. These will be groups of 20 or 25 students at most. And they will have a number of corporate visits and cultural visits and other kinds of activities while they are on location. And another distinctive aspect is that we're also inviting a limited number of alums to join in these groups, maybe two or three alums, which I think will be mutually beneficial. It will help the alums re-engage with the Institute, but I think it will also help the students see how their professional careers might evolve into the future by interacting with the alums.
Absolutely. And what do you think the new curriculum means for the future of the LODR program?
Well, I think what it means is that we've effectively launched LODR 2.0, right? Yeah. So for the last 25 or 30 years, we have been very successful at educating business leaders with a global vision, and that we have about 1,600 alums out there who live in more than 50 countries around the world. And for the next 30 years, now that we've seen these very important changes in the global economy, and of course, more of that is to come, we need to adapt to these changing times. But more importantly, we need to be ahead of the game. We need to be ahead of all of these fundamental changes in the global economy. So we offer by far, with this new curriculum, the most exciting set of immersive experiences for business students that any top business school offers in the world. And we also offer the very first program that is focused on Africa among all of the top business schools in the world. So this is very exciting times for the LODR Institute. I think we are ahead of the curve. I think we are not only changing with the times, but also anticipating what the future will be and offering, I think, a unique opportunity for people who want to pursue a career in business on a global basis.
Definitely. And my last question for you is, do you have any advice for prospective students who are considering this program?
Well, what they should do is visit us, not just visit us on the website, but, if possible, come to campus, meet the current students, talk to them, attend a couple of classes, and think about, their graduate education, so the MBA that they want to pursue, as an opportunity to get a lot done within just 2 years, to learn new skills that will prepare them for the global economy of the 21st century. And this is where I think the LODR program has a lot to add. The MBA program will give you all of the foundations in finance, in marketing, in accounting, and so on. But in order to be successful in this new global economy, you need something else in addition to all of that. You also need intercultural negotiation skills. You need to be able to adapt to different cultural contexts. You need to be able to understand how opportunities present themselves in different parts of the world and what are the best ways of pursuing them. So that's what the LODR program offers. The LODR program helps you become an effective global manager in this rapidly changing world.
Mauro, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me, and thanks to those who are listening. If anyone would like to learn more about the LODR program, please visit us at www.lodr.wharton.upenn.edu.